ExxonMobil is working on a plan that could reduce industrial emissions on a grand scale, more than doubling the world's carbon capture and storage capacity. This is big. Learn more about ExxonMobil's efforts to advance climate solutions at energyfactor.com.
Here's your money briefing for Thursday, May 20th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. A lot of people pulled back on their spending during the pandemic, but there's at least one area where many of us got a bit freer: tipping. A generous tip was a nice way of supporting businesses and service workers who might have been struggling. But how should tipping work as we get back out into the world and start spending on more things?
So you go from paying only rent and groceries, essentially, to then happy hour and flights and hotel stays and Airbnb and on and on.
Coming up, our reporter J.J. McCorvey will discuss the new rules of tipping and how to fit it into your budget. That's after the break.
What makes a concept big? How about more than doubling the world's carbon capture and storage capacity? ExxonMobil is working on a plan that has the potential to capture and store roughly 100 million metric tons of CO2 per year from the industrial area around the Houston Ship Channel. Learn more about ExxonMobil's efforts to advance climate solutions at energyfactor.com.
The pandemic changed how we think about gratuities. For the past year, we often dug deeper into our pockets for the person who made or delivered our meals, for example. But as more people are vaccinated and start heading back out into restaurants, should we tip service workers any differently? The answer isn't clear-cut. J.J. McCorvey is a reporter for WSJ Noted, and he looked into this, and he joins us now. J.J., thanks for being here.
Hey, J.R., thanks for having me.
So tell me, how did the pandemic change the way that Americans view tipping?
The biggest ways that people change their tipping habits is through circumstance as opposed to amounts. I looked at data from Square, the payments company, and while it's true that tips on credit cards were relatively stable through the pandemic, I think what changed is our tendency to tip on takeout and carryout, and also our tendency to tip for long distance orders. So obviously a lot of restaurants were not doing full service, so we've started tipping more on orders where there's no service involved, where we're just picking up the order and calling over the phone or placing on our apps.
And one of the people you spoke with was an etiquette expert, and she suggested 15% as a new minimum and 20% on average. But of course, that can vary depending upon the situation. So what if you don't know how much to tip? You know, you don't want to shortchange the workers, but you also want to tip within reason.
In those types of instances, you can always just ask. You know, you can say, hey, what do people usually tip? Or if I want to be generous, what do your most generous customers usually tip on something like this? You know, and I think that kind of can disperse a lot of the uncertainty and kind of self-consciousness, like as you're trying to decide in front of the cashier and maybe your friends on what to tip on this item.
So now that the economic climate is improving, is that changing the way people are thinking about tipping?
So I spoke to this young woman who, she's 29, she's an advertising account manager, and every day she goes to this coffee shop, and you know, she talks about you know, this moment that we've all experienced, that you know, you get your coffee and you know, they flip the iPad over and you have to sign your name for the check, but then you're presented with, you know, a tip amount. You want to leave $1, $2, $3, or a certain percentage. And she talks about how, you know, she typically leaves $3, which is, you know, on a $6 coffee, 50%. And, you know, then she confesses that she doesn't go to that coffee shop all the time because tipping that much starts to eat into her budget. And so she kind of sneaks off to Dunkin' Donuts. because Dunkin' Donuts mobile app doesn't have a spot for adding tip. And so I just thought it was really interesting because it shows you that a lot of people do want to tip more. They know that restaurant workers' hours have been cut. A lot of service businesses, not just restaurants, but also spas and nail salons have been shut down during the pandemic. And so, you know, people like this young woman, she wanted to support those small businesses. But yeah, as she noted, that can be taxing on your finances.
Yeah, and as we've seen in the past few months, the prices of a lot of things, and not just food, continue to rise. Generous tipping is one thing, but it can also add up.
Yeah, it can. And, you know, another piece of advice that I got while reporting this, I think can be very helpful to that point, which is that your budget can be seasonal. Like, it doesn't have to be rigid for you don't have to stick to a certain budget for a year. And so that can be applied now, like as things open up and maybe you got vaccinated and you feel more comfortable socializing with friends, you know, with summertime, you're going to be spending more money at restaurants and bars, but you also like to tip 20, 25%, 30%. For the next 3 months, you might consider increasing your budget for entertainment and leisure, but, you know, just take away from something else, you know, and then once you start kind of going back in, maybe at the end of summer, you know, take that back down to something else.
So what do experts say about how to think about tipping and fitting it into your personal budget?
I think what would be helpful here is, according to experts, is to spend money on what makes you happy. You know, like if you think about tipping as a means to enrich the life of your server, maybe, and that kind of brings you fulfillment, you know, then you can, you know, feel less guilty about that, you know, when you're going out and tipping a bit more. And I think that, you know, reassessing your motivations on tipping and again, in your budget in general can be helpful. I just think that with everything happening with the economy and with the pandemic, I just think here in America, we don't really think about tipping that hard. It is this custom that has been around for a long time that is very unique to America and how we tip. And so now I think is a great time to apply financial management and budgeting tools to thinking about gratuity. There's not often that one, thankfully, there's not a global pandemic that we experience often, but more specifically, there's not a lot of times where we get to pause and get to a point where there's not a lot going out of our bank accounts, and then suddenly there is kind of an acceleration of spending. So you go from paying only rent and groceries, essentially, to then happy hour and flights and hotel stays and Airbnb and on and on. And so going from that moment of essentially neutral to suddenly all this traffic in your bank account offers a really unique moment of visibility and also an opportunity for you to consider like what you don't and do need to be spending money on.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter J.J. McCorvey. J.J., thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
And before we go, you can get unlimited access to all of the Wall Street Journal's news and analysis for free today at WSJ.com. I'm J.R. Whalen for the Wall Street Journal.